August 8th, 2005. Thanks for listening to this special, extra-long My Favorite Country Western Songs episode of The Sounds in My Head. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
See, that's all of my gone crazy. Misery. Yeah, I done gone crazy cause I too much misery. Well, I got up this morning just as crazy as a bat, put my shoe on my head, put my foot in my hat, looked in the mirror, it was plain to see with that look of coming, nibbling on me, oh my gone crazy. Misery. Yeah, man, I done gone crazy cause I got no family. Oh, help us out, yeah. It's too much misery. Well, I done gone crazy, I got no family. I done gone crazy about that Dallas
Kid. That right there was the amazingly great Canadian country rockabilly dancehall genius band Ray Kondo and his Ricochets. Ray Kondo is dead, but his music lives on, and boy howdy was that song fantastic. That was Done Gone Crazy from their 1997 album called Door to Door Maniac. I absolutely love that song. It's toe-tapping quality goodness, and it's the perfect kind of song to get you started on a special, extra-long My Favorite Country Western Songs episode of The Sounds of My Head. That's right, this whole episode is going to be devoted to my favorite country western songs, like Done Gone Crazy by Ray Kondo and his Ricochets. Another favorite? The next band, the Dave and Deke combo with their super great song, Two Timin' Mama, from their 96 album called Hollywood Barn Dance. Check this song out. The Dave and Deke combo, where else but on a special episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Well, you tell your lies and then you run around. You go to every jug joint in town, trying to make me believe that you love me. I can see that you're having fun, that I am not your only one. Well, two-timing mama, I'm gonna leave you be. Why must I go on and break my heart this way, when all you're thinking is dancing and drinking and staying out late to the break of day? Well, I'll find someone sweet and kind who will ease my worried mind. Two-timing mama, I'm gonna leave you be. Break of day. Well, I'll find someone sweet and kind who will ease my worried mind. Two-time mama, I'm gonna leave you be.
sweet and kind, who will ease my worried mind? Two-time and mama, I'm gonna leave you be. Two-time and mama, I'm gonna leave you be. Two-time and mama, I'm gonna leave you be.
The price of originality is going up faster in Hollywood than the price of oil. Here's another unnecessary retread. The Dukes of Hazzard, a movie inspired by the TV series from 26 years ago. Now Jessica Simpson extends her 15 minutes of fame to 17, going on 18, by playing, or should I say wearing, Daisy Dukes. And whose bright idea was it in these modern times to put in that blackface scene?
Yeah.
When you're two good old boys in blackface and you drive into a black neighborhood and you have the Confederate flag painted on the roof of your car, how stupid do you have to be? Almost as stupid as this movie. Thumbs down.
Roger, you're so right. Big thumbs down for me. I hated this movie. It represents everything that's wrong with the studio system. Mm-hmm. Some executive greenlit this movie. Shame on that person. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Knoxville and Sean William Scott play these guys as just cackling idiots, serial felons, really. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to like these guys. And as far as Jessica Simpson goes, it's almost like she's from like another planet. She's so bad. She's so unwatchable. It's the worst acting.
Did you get the impression that her role must have been diminished? I mean, all the publicity indicates she's kind of like the third co-star, and she's in the movie very little time.
I swear, it seems like English is a second language for her.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, but this movie actually makes Smokey and the Bandit look good.
One of the worst movies of the year, no doubt about that.
A whistling, cold love, I just can't handle it, this thing called love. I must get rid of it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing called love, it cries and it cries all night. It swings, it jives, it shakes all over. Sweat. I got a big old real life. I get hit, I get on my track. Take a back seat, hitchhike. I take a long ride on my motorbike till I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. Take a little long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love.
Another kind of music is found in the South.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it, but after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say I really don't think
right there is an amazingly good version of I Believe, the Cher song, but done in a country western style by the Austin band Dollar Store. Infinitely better than the Cher version, if I do say so. And hats off to Coverville, because that's where I heard that song a few weeks ago. And I figure if you heard it on Coverville already, well, you know, sorry. You know, it's a good enough song. You're probably happy to hear it twice. And, you know, there's bound to be some people who listen to my show and not Coverville. I don't know. It's possible. But anyway, that is a diamond in the rough right there, that song. Because the rest of the album, not very good. So watch out with Dollar Store, because they're kind of, that song is misleading because it's so good. The rest of the album, not so much. Before Dollar Store was Dwight Yoakam covering Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love, which is better starting material than I Believe. But an equally good cover. That's a fantastic version of that song. Yes, I do remember the Gap ad. Yes, that was an awesome ad. And no, I don't shop at the Gap. But boy, that was a good ad. And up next on this special My Favorite Country Western Songs episode of The Sounds of My Head, another fitting country western song. Check this out. It's The Ballad of Davy Crockett by Tennessee Ernie Ford, the late, great Tennessee Ernie Ford. 4 decades of quality music making. And this is a wonderful, very fitting for this episode song, Ballad of Davy Crockett. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head?
Born on a mountain in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. He killed him a bar when he was only 3.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was a-handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
When he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart, he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forest tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I hear tell,
and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
seeing his duty clear.
When he came home, his politicking done, why, the big Western march had just begun.
So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out a grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.
His land is the biggest, his land is the best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all and meeting the test, and a-following his legend right into the West.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier.
Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please? Where's my captain's wife? Don't go around hungry now. And the way you eat that oatmeal pie makes me just wanna die.
My name is Daniel.
He organizes the orchestras, he arranges the music, he plays, he sings. When you hear his music, you're going to join me in thanking him for his tremendous gift to his country.
I'm going to be your DJ this evening. That song right there was called 3 Years Blind by Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. Big Sandy has been making music that sounds like it's from another decade for quite some time. And Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys were the country incarnation, which he's most prolific with the Fly Right Boys. They're worth checking out if you like that song. They are a super fun band. Before Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys was Southern Culture on the Skids doing their song Camel Walk. What a fantastic song that was. Little Debbie, Little Debbie. Up next, though, are two songs by Blaze Foley. Blaze Foley was your authentic Texas cowboy who made really funny songs sometimes. Kind of brazen, maybe is a good word for it. But up first by Blaze Foley, this is his song, Wouldn't That Be Nice? Not to be confused with Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. This song is nothing like that song. Check it out, Wouldn't That Be Nice by Blaze Foley. Where else but on my favorite country western songs episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Lock your door, lady, or I'll jump in your car. I know you know how nasty we are. Poke out your eyeballs and make you a scar. Make you have to walk real far. Mess up your hairdo and set on your face. Scatter your makeup all over the place. Take all your money and kidnap your kids. Take all your money and buy me some lids. And I'll call up your husband, tell him you're dead. Take out your tonsils and make you give head. Let all the air out of all of your tires. Take out your molars with needle nose pliers. Make you do everything you don't want to do. Buy me some earthworms, smear them on you. Put your fat head in a rusty old vise. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
And queens on the telephone.
late and he'll search your car if you don't look straight. In his oval room, in his rocking
chair,
he's a president,
but I don't care.
That song was called Oval Room, presumably about the Oval Office, presumably about George W. But being that Blaze Foley died in the 80s, that makes it a little questionable how he foretold that. But either way, that song was pretty darn fitting for present day. All right, finishing up this special My Favorite Country Western Songs episode of The Sounds of My Head, it is the original Texas Swing Band. This is the Light Crust Doughboys, who hold the title for being the longest non-stop performing band in the country. I believe they were formed in the teens, and they just performed a show back in May. They have like one surviving member. He wasn't in the very early formation of the band, but he played with all of the original formation of the band, and he's still in the band or something. He's like 90. I don't know. Crazy. You gotta check out the Light Crust Doughboys if you haven't before. This is their song, a good way to wrap up this episode. It's called Happy Trails, done the Doughboy way. Check it out, the Light Crust Doughboys, finishing up this My Favorite Country Western Songs episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again. Trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again. Now who cares about those clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and we'll have sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Bug Tussle Saturday Night by Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. Doughboy Parade by the Lightcrust Doughboys, El Cumberencho by the Dave and Deke Combo, and Photograph by Stephen Avila, a Weezer cover. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, vote for my show at podcastalley.com. It makes me smile. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds of My Head.